Okay, time to go. Call the meeting to order. Sean, would you rest up for today?
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to come and to Parish Lodge today. For the beautiful food that thou hast prepared. The people have prepared here. We were able to partake of. We're thankful for the time to meet in our meeting. We tell us that thy spirit might be with us, that we will be able to accomplish things that are for the best and good of this ranch. We tell us to be obedient and keeping thy commandments and forgiving of our errors. Help us that we might in union and make good decisions
that we say in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Hello. Could you pass the paper around this letter to resign one second?
I'm sorry, Lynn, were you asking if who was on?
Yes, who's on the internet for our roll call?
Van Screen.
Somebody's got an iPhone. I've got one.
Just call an iPhone.
Just a battery down. I told my missus.
Okay, I don't have to tell
him. Jody's logged in, but she might have stepped away from her phone for a minute. I think she has things on mute.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on.
Yes, we hear you.
Okay.
FaceTime, and I'll answer if it's not at the room shut up.
Okay.
You internally on your phone?
I'm trying to get him on FaceTime. He's on FaceTime.
Yeah. You can get it. If one of the batteries run out, we'll just have him pass it over to you. What's the
line? Sorry. Okay,
Board minutes.
Okay, Board minutes. Did anybody not receive the Board minutes? Did everybody receive them?
Yes. I got
them.
Okay. Bob, did you get the Board minutes?
Uh-huh.
No? Yes. Yep, we all got
it. Okay.
He's going to have to try your phone. Yeah, you're going to be disguised.
Can he just call him?
It just keeps disconnecting.
Oh, he's probably trying to call you. Okay, sorry. Okay, I didn't change the minutes. Jody sent out a few things that wanted to change. There's some things that were not correct, so I did not change them. There were a few things that needed to be changed on the figures that I did not have on the Kubota and the clutch. My question to this was, I believe that nobody in this board has it in their heart to do harm to this ranch. And I hope you all believe that. I think that everybody's here to serve because they love the ranch.
If all seven board members were looking out the window, we'd get seven different views of how, because we can't see the same thing. And if that happens in action, we say the same thing. Everybody saw a little different perspective, a little different view. So that's why when somebody takes a minute, they write down the way they viewed it or the way they saw it. If all of us took minutes, what would happen? We'd have a bunch of different views. We could go back and do everything word for word. The problem with that is, when we do minutes, if you have a whole bunch of discussion, that doesn't have to be really recorded in minutes, because discussion is just that. It's discussion, everybody's point of view. And so then when minutes are to be taken, we write down factual things. And I have changed things a little bit because I started writing down what people say. I think that is an error, and I think that we just need to go back to the facts and say, okay, this is what we did because this is the rule. This is the changes that we made, that they were things that we voted on. We need to say we're making motions, and we agree to those motions, and we come to the consensuses, and then we vote on them so that we know where everybody stands and what that vote was taken, and make sure those types of things so that it is easier. We can do the rules and expose the camera. And if they want to go back to the audio and hear the conversation, they're free to do that. But I don't believe that we need to keep trying to put down who said what and what was said and everybody's feelings, because that makes it into this massive mess that we have. And we need to somehow stop that. Let's say something there.
I sent all the board members a copy of y'all.
My pen disappeared. It traveled with the past.
It did, here. I've got a great opportunity here.
I sent a copy of Robert's rules out to each one of the board members. And Shauna's, she's right. It's very clear. In the event that we want to go into detail in 10 minutes, then it should be done by someone outside the board, either an employee or hire somebody to come in and take the minutes. That being said, I think we're being redundant. I'm in favor of going with Robert's rules, and if anybody wants to hear the whole meeting, they can go on in the audio here. That's what's said.
Are you making a motion?
Yes, I am. I'll put something else out there. If, in fact, that doesn't pass as my motion stands, then Nancy has agreed, if that happens, to take notes that will be attached to the normal minutes as an addendum. And that's I'm just going, we had to come up with something that would stop, going back and forth. Poor Vance is sitting there for, I'm surprised it's even on the phone. we're just sitting there for too many months playing games with the minutes. So that will take care of the minutes, one way or the other. Tom?
I've read through some of your minutes, and we need to do some work on them. But number one, you need to keep things in line. You have an agenda. We need to follow the agenda. If I raise my hand and say, hey, I have a story I want to tell, you say, you are out of line, and go on.
I agree.
And if somebody brings up something new, say, we'll put that in new business.
I have a comment also. I was thinking that perhaps it might be a good idea to put a time on each one of these agenda items you've been talking over and over again about trying to shorten our meetings. We have actually had a time on each agenda item that you then could keep us within that time limit.
Yes, I agree. So we're going to start going by the rules.
Okay.
So we will give a time limit. You and I can talk about that.
Okay.
It's a extensive subject, mind if not, we'll talk about it. So I make a motion that we take the minutes as per Robert's rules, and if they want to know the details on how we came about it, it's always posted there on the minute, on the audio. We're just going through too much trouble every month, every single month. It's just too much trouble. Anybody second that motion?
I'll second it.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
We're not having comments first?
Yeah.
Are you catching afterwards?
Yeah. Do you have
a comment?
Go ahead, Jody.
Okay, well, I agree with the Roberts rules. You know, that's what it states it is for normal boards. And I think if Shauna can take the minutes and get the details down on what was done and probably more of the details in there about what was done, and then, like, things that happened on the last minute, like we talked about Cole Road and some of the roads that we need to fix on, but things were left out as far as, like, roads take care of in that order. Those things need to be on there, and if not on there, we send the corrections in. However, we have to realize, like, who is going to take responsibility later when an issue comes up that was determined at one meeting and it's not written in the minutes? Is that going to be a secretary job position to go back and research that on the recordings to find the details of that conversation if it were to come up again?
It could be the secretary or it could be the individual. All members have that recording sent to them so they can pull it up at any time.
Everybody questions
what I'm asking is, at the point in time where something becomes a question on what was said during that meeting on how this particular incident would have been approved of, at that point in time, would the secretary be responsible for going back through the recordings to listen to it to find out what the terms were of the agreement?
Yes.
If somebody questions it,
yes, we would absolutely be responsible.
Okay. Well, we per se, the secretary or anybody?
Well, it'd probably be the executive secretary. It would be Linda. Sean is the recording secretary.
Okay, I was unaware of that. Is that new?
No, I don't know that.
That's I'm going by the book because we're not coming to any agreements.
Well, Linda's our bookkeeper, and she's also our ranch manager liaison. I didn't know she had the title of executive secretary.
Okay, great.
I hear Ben. Okay. So, are you for or against it, Jody?
If the secretary goes back and is able to check for details for approvals made, yes.
Motion's carried.
Well, if anybody can add an addendum and put it in the records, that's fine.
Yeah.
We have to have them passed.
Okay, we distill. You got to finish up yours real quick. Last month's meetings.
Well, the statements just the minutes are the way they are. So we do pass them or we don't. And if we don't, yeah.
Anybody make a motion that we carry the minutes from last month?
Now, is that the minutes that's printed in black or the blue?
The black.
I don't have a copy of what you're looking at there, so I can't be I can't do this vote with you.
It's Shauna's original.
And go back and pull up the audio if anybody questions it.
For me, there was just too much neglected office.
Give me a second. So that means we're not approving again. I thought we just took care of that. We can go back to the question on the minutes is, she's saying it's not there, she's saying it is there. If somebody's questioning, then go back to the minutes on it.
But what about some of the corrections that were made or suggested?
Well,
not the detail, but corrections made. I think the minutes can be accepted if the corrections have been made, not the original ones that were sent out.
I just went over the minutes. I read them over online, and what's being corrected,
it's an opinion.
That's why we're going this the other direction. It's an opinion. Shauna says no. Jody said yes. We can't just sit here and do nothing. I'm in favor of the minutes, and from now on, there's nothing in there. It's just a bit big stuff. We passed this from now on. We got a straight, we got the set way we're going to do it, and we're over the problem.
So there were no basic changes in factual information between the two.
Very, very minor stuff.
Yeah, she did change some minor stuff.
If you want to do an addendum and add that to it, then do the addendum. But to go after to change my wording and switch it, it changed no meaning. It's just words that were switched to change and doesn't change the meaning.
Okay.
One item of it.
We need to move on.
So if you think that they want to add an addendum to it, I'd say add the addendum.
Talk here. Like, say number four, the ranch report that Paul gave. You know, I can't see the paper you're reading off now, but ranch report number four, the whole section on the Ahern and the clutch was said that the clutch set to spec got $2,700 worth of parts under warranty. That was all omitted from the original minutes. Is that the stuff you don't want to know? Because I think next month when Ahern comes back and charges us something, we'll go, hey, didn't we have some kind of credit for that? And we won't know because it won't be in the minutes, and we'll have to go back and look at the audio for that. And that's just one instance of that. And then down on, we go into talking about the culvert versus cattle guard. Well, that's kind of critical if we're talking next month that we needed a cattle guard when, in fact, it was a culvert. I don't know if that's changed. I know I changed it. There are things like that that we go back and we're like, what was really changed? What really needed to be done? It's not a matter of opinion. It's a matter of writing down what we actually talked about. So that's where I see the importance of getting some of this detail. We don't have to have all the detail, I agree. But some of this detail is so important. Like when Shauna talked last month about how much AmeriGas would charge us for the meters on the cabins. It was $300. That kind of stuff I think we need to know so we can look back and have reference. This is, Shauna checked that. It's going to cost us $300. If we leave this stuff out, we spend all kinds of time trying to figure it out again.
Tony, that was incorrect. I never said that. I never talked to AmeriGas, and there was no figure of $300. So I don't know who you talked to, but that was brought up, and I didn't bring it up because I didn't say it. So that was not even a true statement. So I can't put that in a minute. That didn't happen.
Now, at the last meeting, you said you spoke with AmeriGas, and they would charge us about $300 to set up the meters on the cabins. I remember it, and it's on recording. And this is a really good example of why we need it.
Again, the way we all voted on the minutes from now on and approve these minutes, and if there's any major problem with it, we'll go back. We'll go back to the audio, and we'll add an addendum. If there's any problem, any questions about what was said, what wasn't said, we'll go back and we'll go through the audio, spend another 6 hours, and figure it out. But we need to move on.
Well,
my understanding
is
the question is not whether we do Robert's Rules, it's just on these particular minutes.
Yeah.
But I'm here, so
on these minutes.
Yeah. Why can't we get back to Robert's Rules? Why can't both sets be accepted as the minutes of the January meeting?
Because they're not correct.
But they weren't correct. They're saying that's what they're fighting over. We're going to have to go back through and add an addendum to it. Are you okay with that, Jody?
You know what? You can just go ahead and add my copy of the addendum.
Just add her copy to the addendum.
That's fine.
Let's do that.
I think what we're doing right now is wasting time.
That was for December. You'll do that?
That was January.
We have January and December we need to do that with.
Tom,
I have a suggestion for you, Art. Anytime, in the event you have too much discussion, anything you cannot resolve today, I suggest you appoint a committee to meet and come back with a suggestion and a list of things you need to do.
Yeah.
And
I think we're missing right that point.
If you get hung up, point
of command. Yeah. You're not okay. So are you okay with an addendum to that, Jody?
Yeah, if we use the corrections I sent in for December and January, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
What about December?
She said we can go ahead
and pass the minutes for December.
For both of them.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Dave?
He's there. He's...
Jody?
I'm not sure what we could do.
That's the majority. I got to get to it.
Okay. Okay, we don't have Dave, and we don't have...
We don't need to be there.
No. Okay, Linda?
On your financial report, with the new budget, I rearranged our budget versus actual report, and we did it on monkey's paper, but I from the back. And, we have a little over $40,000 in the bank that has come in from assessments. And we have extended this year so far. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong side. We have done a lot of work at the ranch, and the ranch managers will take care of some of that. We've had several bills, but we spent, I can't give you the exact amount, I'm sorry, $20,000 so far. So they... Rest is there in print. This is as of February 4th.
Any questions for Linda?
I was going to ask the headquarters area, way over budget, what was that?
It is over budget, and what that is we have 4,000 in batteries for the solar system. That's what that was about.
What line you were up? I thought that was off of last year's budget.
Front page?
We didn't have budget for 1,000 last year.
I thought we were waiting for that last check to come in.
Headquarters area?
Yeah.
260% over budget?
Yeah, because of those batteries.
The batteries were about $5,000.
Yeah. Okay, I was thinking, didn't the batteries come out of last year's budget?
Yeah,
not this year's budget.
They were paid for this year. Last year's budget didn't have that much left in it to pay for it last year.
Okay, that's...
So, that's why it's not in our budget versus that.
Right. Any other questions? Jody, you're up.
Okay. I was going to get into that discussion, Dale. But first, let me ask Linda, the propane that we have that came in at $2,700, was that for the fill-up in October?
I'm sorry, Dave, you didn't hear me very well.
I'm sorry. The propane bill that we have paid already, the $2,700, was that for the fill-up at the end of season last year? We just got the bill in, like, November. Was that the fill-up in October, November time frame?
To be turned up.
Do you understand what she's asking?
Yeah.
She's asking the $2,700 bill that we got for propane, is that for end of season fill-up?
Oh, yeah, it is. It's for end of season fill-up.
So that was actually from last year's propane allotment. Do we have, what, two more this year that will come out of that?
Yes, and then there's one that close at the end of the year, and the next one will come off of next year's budget.
So we have them, it's basically we have them fill up twice a year. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure we are in line for that. So basically what happened too for the headquarters area, the batteries for the headquarters area were $4,600. When that came up, we were not budgeted this year for that. So we are over budget by the $4,600 right now. We need to find somewhere in the budget to change that. Or headquarters area, we can leave it in that and be over by the $3,000. but we'll have to take the $3,000 from somewhere else. We can open that up for discussion, or we can work on it and try to figure out during the month what category we need to take $3,000 from. The other thing I have a question on is there was a new sign that we paid to have made for headquarters. It was $500, I believe, from Lloyd Jessup to make a new sign. I don't know where that came up from and why we needed to do that, and it's something we had not budgeted for, so now we're looking at replacing out of the budget another $500. So basically $5,000 that we need to set from the budget somewhere else. Now, another thing to add on to that is we still have the solar for Cabin 7 that we're working on. Paul, I think you might have an answer for this one. We've got $1,920 spent on that system already, or where are we on
about
Cabin cost?
About $1,900. Part of that is materials that are going to carry over into the next Cabin 8.
I'm just wondering at this point, since we're so far over that part of the budget, do we want to do Cabin 8? Because that's just going to add more to what we need to cut from somewhere else. Where are we at on the cost for solar for Cabin 7 now?
About $1,500.
Okay.
But part of that is wire and some other things that are going to carry over into the, you know, I didn't buy the one-time expenditure. Right.
So I'm getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know if it's me talking or someone else is talking time.
As far as the cost for headquarters, that money was spent not on a sign, but a new archway near headquarters. And that was actually spent thinking that the $5,000 for the batteries was on last year's budget.
It was.
You know, when we bought the batteries, we were waiting for a check from Doug Hunt. That was last year.
The
thing about no money at headquarters now is just kind of a shock to us now.
Yeah, well, the money we were waiting for from Doug Hall was just to put money in the bank. It wasn't budgeted in last year's budget at all. It was something that came up
last year. I didn't get them until this year, but they were purchased last year.
Right. But we were waiting. It wasn't that we were waiting for the $6,000 from Doug to have that part of the budget. It was just to have the cash in the bank to do it. So we're way over on the headquarters area, and I don't, this thing, the sign, I don't, you know, we didn't need a new sign. It wasn't in the budget. I don't know why we went that way, but it is what it is now. So now we just need to find a way to accommodate the $5,000 spent in this year's budget somehow between the other categories. And I'm suggesting that we probably not do the solar on Cabin 8 this year and move it to next year's budget.
All right, Jody, would you do a detail? Half of us can't hear what you're saying. We're missing about half of it. Would you do a detailed email to us and we can handle this behind the scenes?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
So let me see if there's anything else on finances.
Just so it's noted, it's not a sign that we have made.
Why don't you show them the picture?
Yeah, pass the picture around.
I think you could do that in
the room. Yeah, well, you're up next anyway. So go ahead and go.
I'm going to go to the next one. 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 I'm going to
correct.
They're going to retain it. You're going to put the existing sign that says Cherry Springs Ranch?
That's the plan. I actually have a guy who makes signs, kind of like the one at the park, that black steel powder paper sign.
Yeah.
And he's done some stuff for the ranch before for free.
Because you're still coming from here, not from there.
I just want to tell you, Paul, it was the biggest improvement I've seen there in a lot of years. Good job.
Amen. I can't hear you.
Why did they jump you?
I don't know.
You guys are going to have to have a big manual.
$500 to me is $500. The other sign's been working just fine. I'm surprised it was put up. I mean, this one looks grandioso, I admit, but I was happy with the other one. If I had a vote on it, I would have done a vote for it.
There was a couple comments that have been made in the last few years that people can't see that sign.
I can see it from my house on the road.
You know where it's at. Got people drive right by.
You can't find any of that stuff.
I think it's an improvement. It looks good. I admit it. I wouldn't have voted for it. Well, if I had a vote, it would have been no.
It would
be more
solar done in the
cabin. I mean, I'd rather put the $500 into solar if we're doing that.
Well, it's,
I guess it's, can't vote now, so it's history.
It's history, so let's move. Go ahead and work there. Hold on.
Well, kind of in a weird position here now. The $500 really wasn't for that. It was actually for fixing the deck on the back of the ranch house that was falling down. But a lot of Lloyd, which is the one who donated his time and materials on this, we used the Kubota and I put it up. But it was basically more or less a donation to the ranch. I've talked about it for years about getting, the front end of the ranch looking ship shape for people to come down the hill and say, oh, you know what, there's something here. A lot of people drive right by it. A lot of people drive right by the sign, didn't see the Deer Springs Ranch sign that says that there's cabins and horseback riding and these types of things. So in my eyes, I think, kind of sprucing it up to where people actually stop and see what's actually there. Judgment call on my side. I got approval. I did just go and do it. I think it benefits the ranch. That's just my opinion. But, the sign that's there is outdated. You know, we don't do horseback rides, and there's some other things that we can change. And I had a plan to take that sign down and put up a board and have kind of a sign put up that I have made, like a vinyl sign, that describes the ranch a little bit better, describes that there's lots for sale and cabin sites for sale and cabin rentals, campsites, which, we're going to start doing. And something also, if there was a big reunion or something coming up, that you could put up, welcome Brayton reunion or Clarkson reunion or something like that, just real simple. And, it's been snowing outside, and I think the project, with all the snow, not a whole lot of sitting around, but we've been doing some work. And, the cabin solar, we are kind of over budget.
Before you leave it, you took down the metal sign. How about the one that you drive straight into that you told about?
Yeah, it's still there.
It's still there.
It's still there. And you drive, it's almost like that sign blended into the car. I don't know if it needs to be repainted a different color or what, but it's almost like it blended into the hill. I talk to people, they say they didn't see a sign.
Is that the old sign you're talking about that you need to take it out?
Right. Well, I can make it there, but with this archway and the rail fence that comes out, it kind of makes that old sign stand out, which maybe a new coat of paint freshened it up. That sign's still there.
The
we need to go over this another time. Every committee person or every chairperson has an area of responsibility. If we want to do a special project or something, first of all, the budget, I've already said, we're already tight for the budget. We've got enough to do what we need to do. We don't have extras. So we need to stick with what we have planned unless you want to change that. And then I would suggest, like, you know, if you want to do something like the new sign, whoever gave the approval that's over that department, if you don't know where your department is standing as far as financially at that time, call me, email me. Let's find out if there's money left in that department. You know, with the batteries and with the sign, it just threw us into a little bit of a overflow here. So I want to make sure that we all understand that we need to keep up on this on a monthly basis or weekly basis or as it comes up basis. So we don't have this issue every month, because if we do, at the end of the year, we're going to run out of money. I can't stress this point enough, and I thought I've already done a pretty good job doing that in the last meeting, that if it's not on the budget already, and if it's not in your category to be spent that way, we can't spend the extra money. I don't want to be a hard ass or anything. It's just a matter of numbers.
I know. It is the deck.
And out of the $500.
So the deck's done, and the that deck would cost $500 by itself, right?
So it's a trade-off. So we're in reality, the archway didn't cost you anything. We don't want to discourage from doing things, especially when you get them for free.
And here's but the thing. Looking back, you have to understand my position. I didn't overspend the headquarters budget.
Right.
In my head, I had money. You know, I have fence planners, which I can't do now because apparently we overspent the budget. You know, and he had something to say about the about funds carrying over from the last year.
Okay, it brought up that he has money budgeted for last year. This year he thought he had. If you budget money and don't spend it, but you know you're going to spend it, you should encumber those funds. Encumbering means you put them aside, put them in a fund, and hold that money. Don't spend it for something else, and he thinks he's got it. Also, I've worked with guys like him who are terrific, who's done, their desk is a mess, and you need somebody to follow them around. There's a lot of things he's doing.
Yeah.
And he's right on the money.
Yeah,
so he needs to make a list of all this stuff.
And make a decision.
You gotta make a decision.
Well, yeah. You know, and just the $500 was thinking that we had $1,500 in the account for headquarters.
Paul, please understand, we're not blaming you for the batteries. It's just that we needed to do that. We just need to accommodate it somewhere else. We're not blaming you for that at all. I'm just bringing up the fact that we just need to find another place in the budget to get that money from. But we had to have those batteries for the ranch house. That's just how it is.
I have to pump the septic at the ranch house this next week. Where is that going to come out of?
Exactly. I think we need to discuss that, too. We talked about that before as far as do we want to pump out the septic on the upper cabin and the other cabins there while the guy's there as well, because we do have a big group coming in this summer. We talked about it last month. That the thought was, no, we don't need to do that. But now I'm thinking, again, maybe we should, and maybe we should find somewhere in the budget to get that money from to do that as well. Your thoughts on that?
I would like to comment. Even though you have people at the ranch, it's not a continual thing. We don't have rent people in those cabins that often. And that is that they have the problem to have to pump them. If they, we at the ranch house, we also have the what is it? The RV dump, and so you have everything going. It's not a continual thing. We have washing and all kinds of stuff. I don't know what's happening all at the ranch, but there are issues continuing. Cabins are not.
Right.
So we don't have to pump them now. Anybody that has been pumped in 6 years.
Doesn't matter.
My husband's been done in 12.
The RV dump goes in the same septic tank, doesn't it?
And if the septic system's working, it should never. What's up? That's probably perfect.
Right. Well, I agree. They have good leak lines. They have good. If your RV dumping, it's going to max it out pretty quick.
Yeah.
Well, they dump 40 to 60
gallons. Well, we've also been doing laundry in the house this year.
It has to be pumped because of winter weather. It has nothing to do with the amount of water going into it. The septic system never needs to be pumped.
Right.
Ever. 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 Ever.
Unless something gets dumped in, that shouldn't
dog
be there.
There's a lot of companies and business that are doing it.
Because of improper maintenance.
Well, I think with all the trees behind the house, you know, we paid Rick Willis to put in 130 feet of leaf line, rock, and everything. And he said, you know, if you don't get rid of these trees, which we don't want to, you're going to
have problems.
Right. That's something else we're dealing with at the house, but if I could finish my report.
Yeah, let's finish it. As we move on.
Finish up.
You know, some of the projects I've been doing are clearing up the trees along Meadow Canyon. That section right past Rock Hollow where it's shaded. There was talk about leaving a couple trees here and there, and then there was talk about just clearing the whole thing. I think just clearing the whole thing might benefit the whole entire project. Equipment, the Kubota's back at the ranch, and it's working better than it's ran since I've been there. Four-wheel drive working good, hydraulics. Some of the costs that were accrued on the Kubota, before I had to send it back, I said, could you do me a favor and just spend some time and run through it? He found a small water leak off of the water pump, which was a quick fix. There was an issue with the hydraulics with the bucket and it was just a clogged line. But he sent it back. They shipped it back, and it's working good. The grader's up by Half Moon Reservoir with
Wasn't the starter on the Kubota?
I got it working. It might end up failing. A solenoid on the Kubota froze up. It was so cold out there. It froze up, but I warmed it up and tapped it with a hammer and got it to go.
Probably got wet.
Well, I don't know. It smelled pretty bad. I thought it burned up.
But you said that was on the grader?
The starter on the grader was shot.
That's not on the Kubota? Oh,
that's the one that I picked up yesterday. But,
So you're talking about starter on the Kubota and starter on the grader?
Starter on the Kubota is working. Okay. It kind of had a little slip up the other day. It was so cold. The starter on the grader, I pulled it off and the teeth are gone on it.
Well, just the Bendix is bad?
Yeah.
Like Bendix.
The solenoid was bad. The teeth was bad. I think the solenoid was $175. The whole starter was $305. So, I have this over the starter in the back of my truck. I'm going to install it. So, you know, the equipment's really working really good now. The ranch, I plowed snow with the grader, and I'm just going to clean up the road just a little bit up to Broad Hollow. And a cabin solar, we kind of already talked about that. It's in there. I have to mount the solar panel. The wire run through the trusses, nice and clean. It's in the closet upstairs in cabin 7.
The panel's on the roof?
No, it's going to be off the deck. I don't want to drill another hole in that roof. It'll start leaking. We've talked about renting cabin 9 and 10. I was hoping Dave would be here and be available to talk about the viability of these forms.
He said he'd like to share in his department. So.
It's kind of up to you guys. We could kind of get those two cabins ship shape, and right now is the time to kind of advertise it, get it out there. Probably have all the weeks booked through the summer if we had it available right now when people are booking their time. We really have much else. If wind down my sail. I planned on doing some things.
What
are
you
doing?
It's just warm up wind.
Yeah.
So would you like to have a motion made that we try to rent out 9, 8, take reservations?
They said book them as is.
Book them as is.
That's Dave's comments on that.
So wait,
the last time the strains were up there, George and Arlene, they said the smell and that propane smell was so strong that they couldn't even stay in the rooms.
Yeah, we've got to take care of that.
We can't put them out like that. You know, they can get sick. When was it? Web cabin? When? Were we here? 9 or 10 they were in. Were we here?
That's got to be fixed anyway. So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be fixed.
You don't clean the refrigerator.
I'll make a motion. We go ahead with it.
Vacation rental by owner. Weren't we waiting for Dave to get back on the liability issue of that?
Yeah,
that's fine. We can still make a motion to do it, and when he comes back with it, we can always back down. We're renting out to non-owners now anyway. I mean, it's no different.
Well, part of the whole entryway at the ranch is kind of making it to where people actually see it. It's not just kind of a thing there. They see it coming down the hill, and they're, what is this? And then the sign's right there saying, cabin rentals or, campsites. We're talking about bringing in revenue. I think.
You didn't take your vote.
I will.
Who's second in the motion?
They are.
I did. Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
What about those cheap solar lights?
And if they were going
to be
good to have.
Jody? I'm going to hold off on sale until we get information from Dave.
Okay.
Well, Dave said, he just said it on
the phone. She reached the line. Until I can be sure that there's no gas smells. I think we're going to have David rent it out either way. I'm not in favor.
Okay.
It's got to be clean and acceptable.
Well, I agree with you too, but that's something they're going to do. They have to do it.
It'll be done before it's done, so I'm not going until it's done.
We've got 2 months to get that taken care of. Otherwise, we'll pull it. We'll go the other direction.
My vote is nay.
Okay. I think that becomes a question for Paul and Andy, if it's ready. When they're the ones that are going to be able to say that it's ready, that it's clean or gas smell is solid.
I mean, we've had Mary White, Marie White. She comes up every year, or she has come up every year, and stays in cabin 9. That's her favorite cabin.
White.
And she's never complained, and she's got one of our biggest friends.
And she left the first year that she came, she was missing a few things. And she came down and got them. And after that, I actually decorated cabin 9 with her and my daughter, thinking about her when I did it. It has all vacuum silverware and all vacuum boxes. Everything is pretty in there. Even the curtains match the silverware. It's not, and the cabins do not have kind of like gas.
And 10 is equally up to beat.
He says liability release is something our attorney needs to determine.
Well, that needs to be for everybody. Liability is liability.
Right.
Not just for the rental. It's for Everything.
So this is just kids going to need to go and come back to that again.
Okay.
And he says book them as is.
Okay. Well, as is will be nice on this. Really great time. Right now they have all the bedding from the upper chest.
I'm up. Yep, you're,
I'm sorry. He said he did not receive the insurance policy until yesterday. That was my fault. I got involved with this audit stuff. And, coverage does not change for owners or non-owners. So
that pretty much answers that question.
Yeah.
We'll have the vote go for metal cabinets.
Yes.
Which we, yes.
4-3.
Yeah, that's just unconditioned that they're, you know, what Joe said is right on the money.
Honestly, we don't let people go in. I mean, they've come down and complained about the smell, and I've done everything in my power.
They do. That's part of what you can see. And it's just the, usually it's just the exhaust on the refrigerator. I mean, I can go in Friday morning. And fine. And then they come in Friday night, they leave the doors open and they got wind blowing.
Blows out the
And then it doesn't blow it out, it just causes it to do this and so it does that, and then it makes the car dirty and it makes it smell like exhaust. And everybody goes, oh my god, it's propane stuff.
You have the same thing in every single cabin.
Yeah.
It smells like cabin 7,
it's
the same thing. Cabin 1,
it's
the same thing.
But they don't, I mean, honestly, if the things get
clean,
it's not an issue.
Well, before we actually put it up on, I think Joe's got a good point. Before we put it up online or whatever we're going to do, we need to do an inspection. I mean, have AmeriGas come out. And okay, because that'll put any liability we have, if we get them to, you know, say, hey, it's normal or not normal.
These guys are the experts.
AmeriGas
isn't going to
do anything.
Yeah, AmeriGas isn't
going
to know what to look for in an refrigerator.
Right, these guys are the experts on that.
Okay.
So,
we're going to have to.
And they do an inspection every spring when they come
through.
Police?
They do a
pressure
test.
They do a test every spring. Well, that's a big thing. You can't have anybody die in one of those cabins.
I'm not saying, is there any way to put a protection against the wind? No way to put a protection. No, because it blows on the floor. And you know, like the refrigerators, 7 or 8 are right there.
I thought about building a little.
You know,
little, yeah.
But if you built something against it, then it's gonna be, you know, people are gonna walk into it, stuff doesn't know, and everything.
Well,
like
I run my air conditioner.
It doesn't happen in tents.
Air conditioner that circulates through.
It doesn't happen in tents, but. Or
so bad that I converted to electric.
Yeah, when I open the door,
I couldn't get the smell to give me a headache, and my wife had it, and I was all sick, so I'm very.
Okay, let's hear what
happens. Money for the fuel for Johnny Brown Road, someone did not mention that would be here. I'm going to give him $1,000 for fuel money. Seems to me a few years back we could have half the ranch graded for Elks.
Grading, they're actually graveling the whole road. They're going to gravel it right out to Scooter Paw. And they're paying for it. They'll probably spend, well, Dale can tell you how much it would cost, probably $30,000.
And the other problem I have with, you know, I'm not saying we shouldn't give them the money, but if we're going to give compensation to them, what about Phil Hall?
Well, that was one thing. It's there.
So I said we should do some.
I think Jody's a favorite doing something both of them as well.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that, Janet. The gravel on Quarter Horse Lane, you know more about than I guess. It was damaged. We're going to have to repair it. There's also a lot past you has got to be repaired. I can't get up to the cabin for the last 3 months, so I don't know what the roads look like or what needs to be done. I haven't been traveling with my eye in that direction the last 2 years because I wasn't on the committee, so I'm kind of waiting until the spring gets so I can drive around and see. see what it actually needs.
Well, we need to, let's just take care of A first. Fuel money for Johnny Brown and Bill Hall. Up for a vote.
What are they planning to do?
They're going to gravel the whole road, man.
Where are they getting the gravel from?
No idea.
That was my question because it's been used,
yeah,
out of our
pit. No, they're getting it somewhere else.
I think they're getting gravel out of the wash. I don't. They've never hauled any gravel over there from the other shores other than out of the wash itself.
Yeah, they got a little screen over there, I think.
So I don't think they need any or near $30,000.
No, but I guess what they're looking at is
they're doing the wash. I thought it was $1,000. Most guys were going to do it themselves.
They're using backhoes, bulldozers, trucks. They got two dump trucks.
And so we only agreed to give them $1,000 for their fuel to pay for them to do that.
We just put that into our first year's road plan along with Phil Hall.
Well, so if we're going to compensate somebody else, we've got to compensate Phil Hall. He's asked for help.
Okay.
We can't just leave him hanging out. I don't know if we're giving it for fuel or just we could give him free graveling for $1,000.
Yeah, whatever it is, we need to compensate him the same amount.
We could patch his road or we could put a culvert in for him or we could whatever we put equal amount.
Yep. Everybody would like to make a motion on that we do it?
Well, we need to add something.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think the better way to maybe or suggestion to go about doing this is can we not, like this month, go through, I don't think they're going to be doing any grading right now, so can this month we go through with Brent over the email and kind of divide up our road budget between the areas on what, and with, you know, like Joe knowing what needs to be done and Art, you know, some of it needs to be done, Dale knows, is Larry Clarkson there today?
Yes.
So he knows what needs to be done. Can we just figure out, like, the top five areas that we talked about last month that need to be done and then allot them so much out of the budget, a certain dollar amount out of the budget to do that? So say Johnny Brown gets a grand of that, and then let's divvy up the rest between the other areas as well. So Hall, the other areas that we're talking about that we – talk about the last meeting, and then come back next month and determine how much goes where.
Are you saying to come back with this plan in March?
Yeah, we need to have some kind of a plan before we start throwing money in every direction.
We can tackle that.
I think we should. Yeah. Let me ask Larry, is $1,000 enough money for them to do what they have to do? Or is that too much money?
It's nowhere near enough, but I don't think they're asking for us for the ranch to pay for everything they're doing.
No,
I just wanted his opinion. That's
yeah, they're going to, I don't know what they're going to do. But
I don't either.
To make that road, improve that road, $1,000 wouldn't go very far to improve that road.
Well, we're just talking fuel money here, I think.
That's just 300 gallons of fuel.
Okay, hold on.
That would be a very substantial amount.
Not counting labor or material, just with fuel. Stuff, you think that might be enough?
Yeah, that would do them.
That would take the bite out of their, they have the equipment.
Yeah, I know.
And then they have the truck, so the bite out of the cash that they lay out.
Yeah.
Outside of the wear and tear and the stuff.
And their own labor, which is for themselves.
Yeah.
Are they planning on bringing their equipment down to headquarters, getting fuel, and going back and doing this work, or are they just wanting the dollar amount?
That's up to... No.
I'm just thinking about this. We actually have an overhead tank that's empty that I can take up there that they could. We could have the fuel guy go out there and just put the 300 gallons in, and when it's done, I'll bring the tank back to the house.
That would be nice.
That would be the way to do it.
Okay, so On last month, during last month's meeting, we wrote down 5 different areas of roads that need to be taken care of in a first. The first one we listed was the Fireline Road. The second one we listed was the Johnny Brown Road. The third one was the Brinkerhoff Turn, that's the Johnny Brown. We also talked about the east end of Slide, east of Slide Road. And the other one we talked about was Lot 151 access. Like, we could go back to our discussion on that and figure out which roads need to be done. And I don't know, Joe, yours was up above that. We talked about that road to your lot, that area as well. We've got 6 right there that, no, actually 5, that need some work. Can we split up that for next month, how much each area would get out of our 10,000?
I think that this is Joe's department, and Joe needs to make that determination as he goes to the road, and the board doesn't do that until he comes and brings back some kind of a plan, and then we can approve, because he has a budget we've already given him. He already has what the budget in the budget,
right.
and he can make that determination.
Yeah.
Not the board takes time to do that, but let him.
But I think that's what we're discussing. We have Phil Hall's right up front. Johnny Brown's going to happen in 2 months. We can table the whole thing till next month.
You can do it online.
We can finish this up behind the scenes. We don't need to go on anymore with it.
Yeah, I'd like
right,
to
I think
Larry to drive out that way the sooner the roads allow. If it's March, and fine. If not, we'll do it in April. But, have Larry point it out to me so we can make a decision.
We need to make some sort of decision for these people that we're talking about because they can start earlier.
Well, we've already spent $1,000, right?
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
Now it came right out of your budget. So
right.
We can figure out from there where
right.
we're
going to
go.
As long as we're going to be fair to everybody else, yes. I'm in favor of
that. Okay. So then we can go ahead and move forward and plan on taking that tank out there. And when we get our tank filled again in the spring, then they can fill that one for them and they will have it.
So I can make a motion now, finish the motion that says we will give them $1,000 worth of fuel up to Johnny Brown. Rose.
I'll second that.
And Paul will haul the tank out to be used on site.
Yes.
Okay, then we need a second.
Joey's
second.
We got to work out Phil Hall's that was an equal amount.
Oh, that's
you
do that on the next thing.
Make a motion that we, let's finish this one first.
Yeah, I think it's good. Okay. We get Johnny Brown.
Something to think about while she's writing that up, and keep in mind, if you take your road budget, whatever that is, I don't know this year if it's 5,000, 8,000.
I think it's 8,000.
And if you got that up completely and say, this area gets this much, this area gets this much, and it's all figured out and spent. Every single year we have somewhere between $500 and $2,500 worth of storm flood damage that you can't know where that's going. And so if the money's all spent, and then something comes up that...
Because that damage doesn't happen until August, right, usually?
Okay.
Larry? Larry, are there
you're breaking up.
We are talking about 7 different areas of the ranch, right? There's 7 different neighborhoods, basically.
We don't know how many areas exactly. That's what he's got to determine.
Yeah.
I think we've already determined that before. I think Dale's already determined that before. So I see where Larry's coming from. We can't do a blanket amount, but we can set priorities on which ones we know need and then leave some for spare.
Joni, is this why we have to put things on a priority list, which ones are the most important, and really Joni to determine that with Larry and whoever else. And we kind of went through it. Joe wasn't there and Larry wasn't there, so they need to make that determination then come back to the board to approve or decide, because they know the budget.
At one time, the ranch was divided into 9 different sections, so, and they're color-coded.
Okay, 9. Okay, thanks, Joe.
So we can use that as a starting point and redo it with Larry.
Are you guys
going to
vote on this? Can I ask a question? What about
Kathy?
Is there any way that roads that have never been graded in 5 years? They need to put on those and talk to the guy and start the road.
I think it's about 9 years, isn't it? It's more like 9 years.
You know what? I feel like that sort of requesting ought to come to the board and then to the ranch managers, because he's got the equipment to do that. If he's not aware of a problem, then that will bring the problem forward, and that's the timetable that they can be on. Unless he determines that it's more work that needs to be done other than what he can do, and then bring it back to the board and say, we're going to need to contract that out.
The last time the whole ranch was graded, I don't know what year it was, Dale could probably tell you, but every year we went out twice a year and graded the roads. And we probably should at least try to get it once a year. I mean, I know that's a big job. We paid John Pardo for years. $10 an hour just to get on it and, you know, grade the roads. But we got it done twice a year, all the way up to that top where I used to live.
And this year is looking promising because the equipment has been shy of work,
yeah,
of ability for, yeah, this last year.
So, yeah, we should get back into that, but that's something that's up to you.
We'll see you next.
You can talk with Joe with it. Get out there and do what you can do.
The motion's on the table.
We have
voted.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Motion's been made.
Okay. Everybody in favor?
Would you restate it again? Okay. That we give Johnny Brown $1,000 worth of fuel for improvements, and Paul will haul the tank to the site to fill.
And Joey seconded it?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
About half the lots are over on the west side. Nobody's been spent there for 10 years. This list that we have now are all back over on the east side. And if we're going to spend all the budget over there, then we're again not dividing it up properly.
Yeah, it's got to be divided up.
Going to do or
yeah, I got to get Larry and Jenny.
One other thing to consider is the ranch budget is really a minimal maintenance budget. So when you start talking about improving and upgrading, which does need to be done, then I think the ranch budget, my opinion would be to take the ranch budget, whether that's, let's say, $8,000, and put 2/3 of it toward overall ranch road maintenance in the different areas, and have a third as a reserve for flood, disaster control, whatever. And then over and above that DSROA budget amount, neighborhood areas need to pitch in with that for their upgrade and improvement. The ranch DSROA, as an owner's association, is not responsible for capital improvement of a neighborhood.
True.
And so I think that's where many areas, Phil Hall's area, the Rob Hollow area, those owners, Podunk for years, up in Pipeline on our area, the individual owners have put in the extra work, the extra money, the extra material to make it better. So there are a lot of people in other areas of the ranch that are saying, well, golf road over here is sure nice. Why isn't Paul grading it and fixing it, hauling gravel? Well, Paul didn't fix and haul gravel to the Podunk or the Pipeline or the Slide or the Phil Hall or a Frog Hollow. That was Larry Murphy and Brent Fulmer and Joe McElroy and, you know, one or two others that pitched in the Broad Hollow area. Material, money, equipment. So I think a lot of people say, well, God, this section of the ranch looks really good, and don't realize that DSROA's budget did not do that.
Yeah, and which one, with this money we're divvying up right now, Joe and I have talked about it. We've all talked about it, and we're trying to be fair to 9 years, 10 years since it's been even graded out there, half of those roads.
Right.
And that's not fair that they're paying half of the budget. Whether it's Dale or whoever lives out there or has a place out there. Shama, they've got two places out there. And no money ever goes out there.
We've graded out.
Yeah. So I think what we're trying to do as a board is we're going to try to be fairer with the money. Instead of putting it all over Johnny Brown or all over at Phil's or in any one place, we're going to try to divvy it up.
Well, I think what Larry is addressing is C on Joe's item here. When are those improvements to neighborhood blocks, which are DSROA projects? Should be a DSROA project.
Yeah, right now we got 10,000 for roads and 4,000 for culverts.
That's about 2/3 of the
way. And if I can interject here, Larry made some great points, and I do have that question on C there. How do we distinguish or determine what is a ranch road improvement project or what is a neighborhood road improvement project? And that's something that we really do need to figure out some guidelines for, and between Larry and Joe and Brent, again, I think that can be done because they know that. They can figure that out. So we know at what point we fix the road up to the property lot. We're certainly not going to go into the property lot, but when is, how can we differentiate between the two?
I think if you look at the road going to Joe's place where that culvert in the road has been washed over so many times, you know, we're going to have to spend some time and some money and put in some culverts to rebuild that road. But the rest of the road to his place, to Joe's place, is good. It's passable. I think if Joe wanted to make it a little smoother and not so rocky, if Joe wanted to bring, with his neighbors, bring in some loads of base to kind of get the road up off of those bigger rocks, I think that's a project that Joe can do. But as far as making it a passable road in an emergency, I think that's the ranch's responsibility. You know, there's a lot of roads throughout the ranch that are like that. You know, they're passable. They might not be passable when it's wet. But that's something that this group of people who own these properties can come up with and say, hey, we'd like to make this more passable. I think that the road from, you know, Meadow Canyon all the way up to the gate, I've been up that road when it's raining, and it's nice now that there's gravel from the ponds to the gate. You know, there's a lot of criticism there, but, you know, that's kind of the main artery of the ranch. I think that's the ranch's responsibility. Now, individuals, Bob, you guys out there, if you wanted to, you guys come up with, but I think, you know, this is a good step.
And yeah, that's a good step forward.
We'll fund some fuel, and that's good.
Okay.
That's all I got. I'll get with Larry as soon as we can drive, and we'll make some other decisions. But I think the ranch should be divided in at least four sections, maybe even the full nine. That was originally done, and up that way, and check where it's actually dangerous when it's wet. Being rough when it's being a rough road and rocky, I don't care. I can go over a rough, rocky road slow. Hit your brakes, you come to a stop, and you keep sliding. That's what the problem
is. Or you disappear.
Right. Like on that dike. If you get within 150 yards of the dike, and you want to stop, you can't. You go all the way to the dike whether you want to or not.
Do you want to move forward on Phil?
Yeah, I'm going to make a motion that we compensate Phil in a way equal to the Podunk area, whether it's in gravel or in a culvert or in just plain grading or whatever it takes, so he doesn't have to repair his own road again until we can at least help him somewhat to make it fair, because if we're going to help Podunk, we got to help everybody a little bit.
Well, I mean, we have to start somewhere and follow through helping everybody the same. And this is a good, for the first year's plan, this is a good start.
Do you want to give a manner in which to compensate?
He said gravel.
Whether it's gravel or culvert or something.
I think Phil got free gravel. He took all the gravel that he wanted off of a private lot. So I think that was a blessing, and that was a plus for Phil. Because they didn't charge anybody for all the gravel they took off of their lot.
And we have compensated him assessments a year ago.
Oh, did you?
A year ago. To the amount of $1,000 that we are doing for
COVID. Mr. Mulher,
I
spent time on the phone with Phil and basically explained to him that if we start compensating for, we have to do this on a 5-year budget. Otherwise, everybody on the ranch that's ever done any work to the road is going to want money.
My point is, you are last year. Okay, last year he already got a thousand.
Yeah, not this year, but last year. So, and to that point, then $1,000 is what we, basically, is what we have compensated.
You already have?
We've already given him $1,000.
He told me that he has several emails. And of course, if he doesn't produce them, it doesn't mean anything because I don't know. Joe, we don't know, you know, what took place. But he said he had some emails that committed to helping him. So I guess we need to table it, Joe.
Yeah, I was never told he got the grapple for free, even.
He got the grapple. He came over about 10 feet on the next person's lot and clear cut all the way to the top of the hill. Now, that individual probably hasn't complained, and neither have the people that gave him all of the gravel. But that's what Phil got for what he did, even on his own private lot.
Right. Didn't that come out of our gravel pit, most of it?
No.
It came off of Charlie's lot. Yeah, originally Phil Hall's road improvement gravel came off of
When he needs to move to committee, that he needs to be in charge of gathering all this information to bring you back to the next meeting.
Okay, so the motion needs to be that Joe.
Well, I have to find out.
Research.
Yeah, I just found out. I don't think you guys compensated. Great. Right. Okay, I'm going to
make that motion.
Again, the early gravel that he used came off Attorney's lot. Many, many truckloads came out of the DSROA pit.
That's what I'm
confused. He has gravel there from two different sources.
That's my thought.
Well, I think there's confusion and getting parts and pieces of mixed stories. I think the emails you're referring to are about Phil claiming that there were commitments to help. I know that there were commitments and emails back and forth on when he had Alan C's group come out and set up the big crusher and crush a lot of gravel. Before they brought it out, they wanted commitments from Phil, the Ranch Association, and other individuals to say, how much gravel do you want crushed? It's not worth us bringing out a big setup crushing 500 yards of gravel. We need to have a certain amount. And so Brent Fulmer helped talk to people to find out, you know, we want 100 yards, we want 1,000 yards, we want 10,000 yards, whatever it is. They decided to come out and set up with Phil committees that he would pay for and use a significant amount of the gravel. So the gravel that came out of the DSROA pit was crushed by Alan Steve's group. Some of that went on Deer Springs Roads. Some of that, a large percentage of that, went to Phil Hall, and Phil Hall paid for it.
Yeah, we all bought some together. Quite a few private owners bought.
Right. Some went to ours, some went to Larry, some went, you know, three or ten different places. So I don't know that Phil, I mean, you would have to go back and Joe, when you ever get back to Phil, find out exactly where that all stands.
I think we need to go back to the audio of the meetings because from what I got from Phil, he got commitments, and I've not seen any. We just heard about half of this stuff just now.
Yeah.
This is the first time I knew he had any compensation whatsoever.
Okay, so I'm making a motion that Joe go back and research.
Correct.
The compensation already given to Phil Hall up to date.
Before we make any other decisions.
Before we make any other decisions.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Jody?
Aye.
Andy, you have a question? You raised your hand a minute ago.
No, I've got part of the gravel.
There you go. I knew what you meant there. Yeah. We all spent some money on that gravel, and that was part of the Quarter Horse Lane gravel that's gone that I bought.
That big pile that was on the road going up has not been used.
Yeah.
It's all gone.
I'm scared of
there's a little bit left.
I'm scared of
it. Yeah. There's county gravel on BLM ground. I guess it's finally been.
So, we got gravel in the road. Why don't we talk to him?
Yeah.
Well, we'll table that too, because you can't do anything for another month to do it again. Okay, let's move on. You're next, Sean.
I have my guide in my hair again. So I don't have anything yet for that one. I'm in agriculture. I guess we're just waiting for spring to come because we didn't have enough snow to sled. We got it, and it went away, and then we got it. You guys are having a great time, but...
There's snow now.
So they could go sledding if they want to. And cross-country skiing. Except we had this discussion this morning. You have to have special skis for cross-country. Oh, yes, you do. Or snowshoes.
Exact thing. Skis or skis.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, I'm up next. We passed the water. Nothing new on that. I spent considerable time on the responsibility of the the minutes.
Art.
I'll go back on one thing.
Go ahead.
Sir, we're on number 9, water resources.
Okay, they skipped that.
No, we skipped it.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
That's your middle of love.
Okay, these fact sheets are by the BLM, okay, from the Grand Staircase, that's where the National Monument. They are asking us to go in and make reports, and we kind of need to give them some feedback. Maybe what I'll do is go down and get some forms or draw up some forms, and we can give them feedback about grading because of what the grading does for our land. And that they're looking kind of for this feedback. And we need, because they want to cut off the roof, we want to be able to.
They want to take something.
Yeah. Well, we need to hold on to it. But we need to get our information. So next meeting, I think we've got to get it in pretty soon. So I will fill out some forms and maybe even send them. We don't have a newsletter going out or anything. But people could, we can do it together this month. And we can do a newsletter and have them make some comments. I'll fill it out so you kind of know what it is they're doing.
Are they looking to reduce overall numbers or areas?
What are we talking about?
They're not looking to change anything. Yes, they are. They're asking
for input. Well, they want input, but going to the meeting, they said that they're not looking to change anything. They're looking to improve areas.
They didn't change anything on the
floor. As far as numbers, they're not looking.
Well, we do need to make some input to them.
We do. Here's
the
number.
What? The date's over.
Let me explain it to you.
The date the input is over.
The officer will have a number. This is what the Forest Service is advertising. If you don't get your input in, then they will not allow you to put input later when they do the move. They're not making a move, but they will. And that's happening, and it will come down the pipe. They're just saying, if you don't make any comments, then they're not going to let you comment later, because that's the way the government is working.
If I can add something, the main thing to add when you make a comment is the history behind categories. Always mention in every comment that anybody makes, they need to mention that there's history behind cattle grazing.
Yeah, how many years, though? How many years have we had the cattle grazing out there?
1860.
Yes. It's
1934.
34, so yeah.
There is a movie that the Ranchers Association showed on the benefits of grazing. I mean, they had a fence that went down. This side was not grazed. This side was grazed. The grass was beautiful, fertilized, where the cows walked. That's where the rain settles, and that's where the grass grows. I mean, it was amazing, and I think it was put on. Shauna, you would know who. John Rich.
That's
Jacob Blake.
Yep.
He's the one that did was at the meeting. It was amazing what grazing does for this kind of desert area.
Yeah, I just want to make that comment because I think we need to still get some more input in there. So
that actually
is not left out.
That input information is actually on the website. Ben put it up there.
Okay.
Can you get documentation also from Doug Hunt?
He can probably give it to you. He can get a lot of it anyway. He's in the high school to do the research on it.
Well, I'm just saying specific to Deer Springs Ranch.
Oh,
to turn in your paperwork for specific facts, figures.
Okay, we're skipping water, Jody.
Okay. That's a good idea, Ken.
Again, the responsibility in the minutes was the first thing on my responsibility there, and we take care of that. The employment contract is going to take a lot for Paul and Nancy to swallow. It was that long, and I gave it to them, not the whole board, because when we bring it in, it'll be done. Rather than sit here and argue about stuff or discuss different things that we don't even know about. I gave it to him and Nancy, and they're going through, I think they're pretty good contract from what I can tell. We should have something by next month. And they're in no hurry, so I did that, and I also, one of my chores was speaking to Phil. I talked to him at great length, and I think he's going to be okay whatever way we go.
Is it in the minutes that they've been offered a contract for X number of years?
Yes. No, this is going to the particulars of the contract. We're going to finalize it. They've got that done. And they're not ready to get it.
That wasn't in the original minutes. That wasn't in the original minutes.
Executive minutes, okay.
Yes, I would like to, the executive committee look at the contract when it's finally done before we approve it.
What?
I think she said she wants to look at the contract before we approve it.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying he's letting them look at it, and he's going to bring it back to us.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we'll all get it. In fact, we'll probably get it done before the next meeting so that it's just a formality. We come in and boom, it's done, over. Paul, as soon as he gets done with it, I'm going to look at it, and we'll send it out to everybody. Yeah. And everybody can make their input to it, and then we'll go from there. Okay?
Great. Thank you.
Okay. I'm done.
I have a question on A, responsibilities and minutes. Now that you have approved as a board the minutes for December and January, that means they will be allowed to be posted.
Yes.
Since you are a new board as of October, there was only a workshop in October, but there was a meeting in November. Can those minutes be reviewed and also accepted or amended so that they can be put on the website?
They should be. And that's a good question. That really should already been done because it says when they approve the December minutes, they would go ahead and they address the things. So
we do.
Everyone should already be ready to roll.
Yep.
So that means Van has put them in and
have all. Have to be addendums and add the amendments. And we got to move because we can't keep all the things up.
First, this should be the first month that. Within a week from today, we'll be all caught up on minutes.
Okay, there are several copies of minutes floating around. Shauna, can you do the official minutes and send those to Ben?
Yes.
So that he has the official minutes, because we've got several different copies floating around.
Yeah,
there.
There's blue copies and underlined copies.
Okay. Bob, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Did we cover what does the annual assessment fee cover?
I'll tell you what, I think I didn't put that down on there.
That was a question that was sent.
That was what?
That was a question that was sent for discussion. Trying to think of where that came from. What does the annual assessment fee cover?
Does anybody know?
I think they should ask that one. Don't you think?
I can be real general with that.
Isn't that in the bylaws and rules and regulations for the last 30 years?
I can be general with it. It's to make our ranch go forward. There, done. I mean, what else? I mean, we all look at the budget every day. That's a kind of a loaded question.
David's the one who
asked. I know why he asked.
What's his question?
What are the
annual assessment fee
covered? Be a little more specific with that.
One of the
rules.
That's
my
fishing.
We can just the.
Yeah. Any fuel, right?
No, yeah, probably the propane.
Propane, yeah. So we know what it's for.
Well, he wants to discuss it. That's right.
Cheese. Road use? And Shauna, Shauna?
I'm trying. I think I missed a couple. You got fish and sheep and road use and
gas.
Yeah, that was it.
Another one.
Anything else?
I thought that was all in the balance sheet and the budget.
Well, we've been charging for sheets.
Hey, what?
If this is related to how can we make revenue,
I think that's what
then it's a good question. But just what are the assessments for? That covers everything we have.
Oh, yeah, you're paying it. So what are you getting?
Yeah, I
can hear you. Okay, go ahead. Did you get that?
No.
Okay, he's asking, okay, there's a reunion coming up. Could it be a family reunion? Are they going to be charged extra, or are these things included as a ranch? If, you know, Bob decides to have a reunion of 400 people, or is he going to be treated differently than Dale would be? Or,
no.
I mean, or is the
we
ranch,
discussed that.
I mean, the revenue, we're not, we don't charge extra.
I don't think he was here for the meeting, but we discussed that and they'll
right.
No difference.
I think that was here.
Than any other member did.
Yeah, it's all good.
Okay.
Noted.
Noted. Okay.
Okay, did that answer that number C there?
But he's happy with you.
Number 12 was my responsibility as well. And Dale, unfortunately, had to leave town because some relatives, and I try to get over there a couple of times this week. So I'll handle that the next meeting.
We want to introduce Tom.
I just need to go down, and he said I can come down and go through the old minutes.
A new business, we need to introduce Tom Davis.
Yeah, I'm not down there yet.
Okay.
I was on 12. 12 is done, okay? Next meeting, that's my responsibility. New business. Oh. For the new business.
New business.
New business.
Junior Rose. Introduce them for the record.
Yeah. So everybody, this is Tom Davis and his wife, Joan Davis.
I think I passed out a lot of thing there.
I didn't get one.
I don't, yeah, this.
Does Matt come to the meeting?
Does
Cal?
No.
What does Matt do? He does payroll and taxes.
Yeah.
And
corporate.
And what?
Corporate.
He does corporate.
For the corporation.
Oh, okay. But payroll and taxes for the HOA and corporate stuff.
Yeah. What's included in corporate stuff?
He just makes sure that we're up to date on what needs to be done with the state. Pays our dues and that.
Taxes is another guy. I don't do taxes. That's a separate problem. Okay. Everybody got this. Fantastic comment. This is a review. It is not a liquor certified article. And I was asked to do it, which I'm glad to give it a shot. You got this thing, everybody got it from. The first thing, let me go through this real quick. Number one, you'll see things like GAAP, Generally Accepted Accounting Practices. Minutes of the meeting, I'll be talking to you about. And I'm concerned primarily from one period to the next, does your numbers look good? No material transaction exists that haven't properly been recorded. Well, I haven't certified. You know, I'm pretty sure it was number four. I would look at four.
Put the recording over with my
hands. Let's check
marks by someone. Go back and listen to it. It's a lot of information that we're going to need. Go ahead. I just wanted the recording by you so that we could
here.
Record what you're saying. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it again.
Well, what I'm reading are discuss number two, number three.
Explain to the recorder what it is you've got in front of you. What are you reading?
Number two is minutes of the meeting. Okay, this is a what I'm discussing is the audits, representations that have been given. This is the things I'll be looking at. Minutes of the meeting, stockholder directors, committees, directors, summaries of the actions. And I'll try to find out if there are any material transactions that I'll be looking for that exist that have not been properly recorded in accounting records. Number four. It's your responsibility to acknowledge your responsibility for implementing and maintaining internal.
He's already underlined.
Yeah.
If you got it. And you do. And I'd like to know if you have any method for detecting fraud or notice it. Or have any knowledge of it. And you know how you maintain and carry value and classification of assets. You have records of that and you have that account. You have material losses or any material losses or such as from obsolete inventory or purchases. If you have stuff that isn't good anymore, you know, stuff lays around and you've got to get rid of it. Make notes on your record, get rid of it. You don't want to carry inventory in your reports. It's unworkable. And when you dispose of assets that you don't need anymore, put them in your minutes. All of these things should be put in your minutes. Acquisitions and get rid of it. Any violations and any laws or regulations should be noted. Claims or assessments or any illegal action should be noted. Now you will notice FASB, these are letters. If you look on the last page, I've given you definitions of what all this stuff is. There's a couple of definitions at the bottom that only us accountants talk about. I put them in there just so you have something to laugh about. We used to use plug. Okay, you would plug a book balance if it was insignificant, irrelevant, and it would take too long to run down too much cost. You'd plug a figure. I put that in. And I'd like to know if there's any liens or encumbrances on any of the assets. In other words, are your liabilities okay? Next page. Number 11. You can apply the low contractual agreements and there's no material effects.
So is this how you're going to run the audit?
These are things I'll be looking for.
That you're going to be looking
for. Or asking about. Or I will know this. Everything's been properly recorded or disclosed in the financial statements. And I would really stress your minutes. Your minutes, and you belong to an association that's probably larger than the city.
Yeah.
And you're familiar with it. And the minutes are actually something that's a lawful document that sometimes goes to court. You want to be sure that everything you do is recorded of significance and be sure you have a dollar value, you know, what Paul spends. You know, he could spend stuff without board approval up to a certain anything over that. He gives that ability to missions because he's on the ground. He is. He's our foot soldier. Sure. Which, you know, it's obvious to me to be on. I want to go check our site, and these explain, number one, on appendix, on the second page, condition, the effect of a new accounting principle is not known. An example. Okay, there is an example there. I've checked some of these things, and they are examples of some of the statement, accounting statements. I'm not going to be doing anything exhaustive, but this is a review. But these are things that, you know, the board member, you should be familiar with, and you should look at and think about. And this should help you in running your business. Some of these things don't apply to deferred asset tax, taxes, pensions, I know don't apply. This is a general audit corporation. You are basically under rules of accounting practices. The GAAP, generally accepted accounting practices, apply to everybody. I don't care who you are. Fund accounting, I work for a college district at fund accounting. Student activities have one bank. Construction is another bank account. These are all bank accounts, separate monies. All laws, different laws apply. And that money can only be spent by those laws. You're lucky if you only have one bank, you have your laws, and you make sure that the money is spent by your laws. Yeah.
And when are you going to do that?
Another thing you might make note of, we have to comply with federal, state, and insurance rules and regulations. Write that down. And somebody should be cognizant of that. You guys should have some copies of what those are or know what they are.
Yeah, I've
started. I've started. I've got some stuff here. By the way, Sean, did you
get it? Yeah, he's going to finish. He's going to start.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
When do you need it?
I would prefer to have the taxes back, and then you can bring it back to the next time you come
back. Okay. Taxes, I'll get with you, and I don't want to take anything out of town that you need.
Yeah, well, the taxes are the only thing. I just need a copy for that. But everything else is just
okay.
Why don't you go up? Obviously,
Okay. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So we don't really have to do this.
Just check. Yeah, what I'm saying, he's just trying to make sure that we're doing things right, like recommendations, so we can go forward from here with.
There's a lot of initials in here. A lot of these initials are different types of books. There are dozens of accounting associations with their rules. Basically, they're all about the same. GAAP, general, we call it the GAAP. The GAAP rules, generally accepted, are the ones that are in your court. You can look at all the other things in that thing. A lot of those you don't have to worry about. Generally accepted, you know, rules, and of course, Miles is CPA. If you have any questions about legality, he can probably advise you. But, let's see. Okay, then I get back here to Appendix A, B as a checkup sheet, review procedure. And if you look at that, some of those apply. That'll be a checkup sheet that I'll go through and I'll check off some things. A lot of these I won't because they won't apply. And, you know, this is a big deal. This document you can use as a manufacturer. Of course, obviously, you don't manufacture. So, there's a lot of things that don't apply. Those things that do apply, I will be looking at. And, of course, I'm not going to go through all but I would like for you to look at it. Anything in the flies, put a check mark on it or something so they can go back there. If you have any questions, you can get a hold of me. Call VR549. That's what I used to say on VR.
I have his contact information that may have used if you get a hold of me. Have any questions?
Okay.
About how long is it going to take you to do it?
I don't have a clue.
6 years?
Well, let me put it this way. I worked in the junior college district who came over from the high school, and I think about 10 years operated. They had their first audit when the vice president started issuing checks on an account, the construction account, which was the account. That bank was maintained by the Arizona State Treasurer, and he started bouncing checks on it, and they noticed it. And they went to the board and said, you guys got to fix it. So they hired somebody. Well, they had their first audit, and I was there.
Wow.
So the auditor came in and says, number one, I don't know, you know, Ernst, National Fund. They had to spend a lot of money to find out what the rules were. And then they went in and did the audit. And I worked with these guys. And that took what? A year?
Yeah, but you're not going to take that long. So a couple months.
We need to be done in a couple
and months. I understand you've never been audited. I'm not going to do one of those. I'm going to do a review. This was a certified audit. It had to build a book, the rules, teach people the rules, and then everybody knew what they were doing. One gal that did the construction class was a, oh, she was a tough one. She had all her papers. Nobody touched them. The CPA came to me afterwards and says, Miss Taylor saved a lot of people from going to jail because she had all the paperwork, the backup, the check numbers, and knew what she was doing. So have backup. Have invoices for what you buy. Have check numbers.
Now, so on this audit, now this review, how far back are we going to go? Just, what, 2 or 3 months?
Not a problem.
Okay, so shouldn't take.
Then he already has November's information.
I have November, get December, and I'll do a worksheet there.
So if your comment here that you would review some of the minutes, but you're only going to review the last few months?
I may have some earlier ones.
Not unless we request it after his review.
And I may look at some earlier ones. I understand you changed books, so... You know, the books went from Nile to wound up here.
And then back
to they're on a computer system. I understand computer system. 40 years I've been on about 10 of them. And I haven't been on QuickBooks. I've been on mainframes and all kinds of stuff. But
so you're not going to go back 30 years? We maybe want to turn the title account of 9 over to him.
If I want to go that far, I'll ask Dan. He's like me. He's
I was just joking.
Great records.
You can go back with whatever you think is necessary. Hello.
Now you do have the review that was done by Larry Walters in 2005.
That was a shot.
Yes.
And I wonder if that has been given to Mr.
Yes.
Davis.
Yes.
Do you have that?
I have a copy of it. I gave it to him.
Yes.
Larry Walters, yes.
Good.
But this keeps up with your fiduciary responsibilities to the HOA, keeps us in line of where we're supposed to be.
I also gave him a copy of the, I think, 85, 86, 87, 88 budget. And a copy of the recent one so he can compare the lines and the items and see if everything is the same or different or better or if it can be improved and either go back the old way or stay with the new way.
Now there should be consistency. Accounting, consistency, consistency. If you're doing it wrong, keep doing it. But be consistent until somebody says,
oh, it is.
until somebody figures it out, change it, and write it up. But she's in her right, and everything's fine. She can do it all right. I would recommend, I'll make some recommendations.
I would like to thank you on behalf of the whole board for, you know, this opportunity to get this done.
Okay.
Well, we do appreciate it.
See if I can help you guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Regarding the executive meeting, am I...
We don't need to have it. That was because of the employment contract.
Do you want to copy that?
We don't need anything. Do you have anything behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Joe, there's no need for an executive meeting. You're just for the contract.
Oh, no, there's no need for it. Somebody asked if we had a directory. I think this is the one that Dale printed out.
1980.
So we've had them in the past.
And you have our own phones back then. So,
and then I think Dan Work did this one.
Yep, he did.
I don't know what year that was, but there's one.
That was 2002.
The question, can everybody have an address and a name? We've done it in the past, so I'm not saying we should in the future, but it has been done in the past.
Well, I know before the annual meeting, I sent out a letter to everybody, and I got a lot of them back.
There was one done in 2010.
A lot of them came back to me.
Yep.
And then there's the directory online.
Yeah.
Directory is on the website.
Yeah, if you go to the map, you come in.
Right.
Well, I just kind of miss Val Friend. Because he comes to me and he was here earlier. You know, and he's the guy that showed us all around.
Yep.
The ranch. He had a four-wheel drive that wouldn't fit in the room. And it was a terrible day. And we got terrific.
They almost made motions to adjourn.
Not yet. Any other new business?
I don't know if I think this should be brought up or not, but there is a big water truck available at Kroger. They would like to sell it. They would have to do the rest of Las Vegas. So I don't know whether that's ever been considered. It's my understanding we can now... Dale would know more about being able to haul water, which we were probably not going to be able to do for a while. Dale, what?
Who has
my water? Understanding the county. No, the water truck at the property where we're getting that easement. They would like to sell that water truck. Is it my understanding that you can now get building permits and haul water?
Yes, I think you can.
Okay, and so if we are going to grow at Deer Springs and be able to build cabins, I think that we should consider that in the future, but I don't know what they're asking.
Yeah, you want to take that one?
You don't know what Randy's asking for the truck?
No, he didn't make an offer. He just doesn't want to take it back
just,
to Las Vegas.
Just as a fire standpoint, I think having... Big water truck. Like
I don't apply it to put a water down on our road, Derek.
Well, if you'd like to look at that before you go home today, we can go over. I don't have a key, but you can at least see it and consider it.
Where is
it at? It's just right over here on the street.
It's well, a silly town. On
all the about dollars.
Both in the town, but we have an appointment.
The next meeting before we adjourn. We have a short month, so we can either do it on the 9th or the 16th.
It's the second Saturday of each month, so it should be the 9th.
It should be.
What should be the March 9th?
Well, everybody's good with the 9th, are you?
March 9th, we Sunday.
A lot of field trips.
The 8th,
yeah. March or in April.
Yeah.
March the
8th. If available, I mean the roads, out on the ranch by next month. Is everybody up for a field trip?
Yeah, we should
make it the
next
week.
Well, that's right.
15th is a Saturday.
We need to keep it consistently on 8th. It has to be marked in 9th even after that.
Now, the week of drawing.
My calendar says that, or another week of
drawing. I don't know.
March
8th
is a Saturday.
March is on 8th.
Really?
Right.
March 8th, 2014. It will be here if the weather is inclement. At the ranch, if not.
If not, if the snow is gone, everybody up for a field trip? Yes or no? Yeah. You're up for it?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, no, you're not.
So if the weather.
Tony,
we're not going to be here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but I think the chances are going to be slim, aren't they?
Hey, we can always bring that phone with us if you can't make it.
That would work.
Never mind, just kidding.
No, okay. I'm just saying, because the weather in March is still pretty cold and chilly, isn't it?
Say motion to put
that down. Say it again, Jody.
Well, I was just saying that I'm thinking the field trip should be in April because of the weather is probably still going to be nasty in March, but up to you guys.
50-50.
Yeah, it's 50-50. We can play it by ear.
This isn't an action. This is an option.
Yeah, it's an option, not a...
It's an option item, for sure.
If it's nice, the snow's gone, we'll go next month. If not, we'll keep it on in April.
But the meeting will be March 9th.
8th.
I'm sorry, March 8th. The meeting will be March 8th here in Perry Lodge or at the ranch.
Perry Lodge, it must be changed, right?
Yeah, I got to find out if this is still open.
The Rose and Ice would be great just to go from headquarters. Yes.
Our second stage.
Everybody in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
You want to stay here?